The next patient is Thomas Gagliano. The last name is G-A-G-L-I-A-N-O. This is the clinical case of a 78-year-old Vietnam veteran that has been referred to this office by Jari Massanet. Jari is Y-A-R-Y. Massanet, M like in Mike, A-S-S-A-N-E-T. ARMP for the evaluation of the kidney function, period. The patient has a very lengthy clinical history that includes severe atherosclerotic heart disease. The patient is a status post-coronary artery bypass graft, comma, several stents, comma, and he is due for more stents that are going to happen within the next month. Period. This patient was also found with mild to moderate aortic stenosis. The ejection fraction is between 50 and 55%. Period. He also has a severe case of chronic obstructive pulmonary disease that is most likely related to asbestosis. Period. The patient was also exposed to Agent Orange while he was in Vietnam. Period. As a matter of fact, he was recently admitted to the hospital in February the 6th of 2023 because of the presence of the respiratory distress that was associated to COVID. He had COPD exacerbation. The patient stayed in the hospital for 5 days and he was released. Period. There is a fluctuation in the kidney function. The serum creatinine has been between 1 and 1.4, and the estimated EFR has been oscillated between 50 and 77. Period. Unfortunately, I don't have a urinalysis to assess the activity of the urinary sediment. I have evidence that the patient had kidney stones in the past. And as a matter of fact, in October of 2022, he passed a kidney stones that was documented. No intervention was necessary. The patient was evaluated by Dr. Bobby. The patient has atrial fibrillation status post-stroke with left hemiparesis. He is hard of hearing, and he has deficit weakness in the left side of the body. However, he is able to walk. Period. It seems to me that Mr. Gagliano has a CKD stage 3A, that we have to assess with microalbumin creatinine ratio, protein creatinine ratio, urinary sediment. Period, we know that the size of the kidneys is adequate, that he has a few renal cysts, and there is no evidence of calcifications as we speak. Period. At this moment, we are recommending this patient to follow a plant-based diet because of the increased atherosclerotic process with manifestations all over the body. He has to be in low salt and the fluid restriction about 50 ounces in 24 hours. Period. Number two, the patient has coronary artery disease, status was coronary artery bypass graft times 3. He has atrial fibrillation, aortic stenosis that is followed at Advent Health. The patient states that he has intervention coming up with Dr. Punjani, P-U-N-J-A-N-N-I, and they are going to refer him for TAVR after the left heart catheterization with stenting, period. Number two, coronary chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, asbestosis, coma, exposure to Agent Orange. The patient physical examination is with ronca and wheezing in both pulmonary fields. Following number, the patient has the tendency from time to time to have a hyperglycemia, however, he is not taking any medication to control it. Following number, the patient has hyperlipidemia under control. Following number, arterial hypertension. Today's blood pressure is 130 over 63. Following number, gastroesophageal reflux disease that is treated with omeprazole. Following number, hyperlipidemia treated with Crestor. Following number BPH, that is followed by Dr. Povey. We are going to order the pertinent laboratory workup, and we are going to give an appointment to see us in 3 months. Thanks a lot for your kind referral. We'll keep you posted with the progress. Paragraph, I invested 20 minutes reviewing the laboratory and record in the last 2 years, in the face-to-face 30 minutes, and in the documentation 10 minutes. Of note, we are going to evaluate the uric acid as well.